Fine. You want to know why I left? I'll tell you. I left because I saw you get into the car with Wendy and drive away that day. I was upset. Was that what you wanted to hear? A touch of heat flared on her cheekbones. She blinked, desperately fighting to keep tears from filling her eyes.
Ah, Evie, you got the wrong idea.
I didn't go with Wendy to get back together with her. I went to let her know that she and I were definitely over. Evelyn felt the wind seep out of her. He was going to end the relationship with Wendy that day? Truly? You thought you wanted to marry her at one time?
I did. I was in a bad place back then. I'd been laid off and lost my job. I didn't have much of a future ahead of me. Things were looking pretty bleak.
Evelyn watched him closely.
But things were even worse for Wendy. She was a young widow, all alone. She'd been laid off too. She didn't have any family to lean on. I felt sorry for her and started hanging out with her. She was fun and exciting, different from all the other women I knew.
She took in his words. She, too, had been at a place in her life where the future didn't look bright and she felt like she was facing a dead end.
Then something changed. I prayed a lot. Could I stand to leave the Amish to be with Wendy?
He shook his head.
I seriously thought about it. But I knew I couldn't do it, like I told you.
He shifted. I told Wendy I couldn't leave the Amish, and that meant I couldn't be with her.
She took it hard.
She came the other day to tell me she would become Amish if we stayed together. Evelyn's heart skipped a beat at his words. Would Wendy really change her entire life to be with him?
I didn't think she really understood what being Amish would mean. I needed to explain it to her, so I went with her to talk. I told her she wouldn't be able to drive around in her snazzy little red car anymore and that her cell phone would be history. The social media she's so fond of would be a thing of the past, just like electricity. No more air conditioning, no more television, no more email. At first, she said, she would be okay with it. Then, when we pulled into the ice cream shop in town, she broke down crying. I won't be able to get my nails done or color my hair, she sobbed. I can't do it. I just can't do it. But that wasn't the only reason I didn't want to go through with a relationship with her.
He paused and looked at Evelyn, his blue eyes piercing through her staring eyes.
The real reason was I couldn't stop thinking about you. I couldn't get you off my mind. I had dreams about you, Evie. I've fallen for you.